China seems to be changing its tune when it comes to imposing real sanctions on North Korea. Beijing's ordering North Korean-owned businesses in the country to close. Global leaders have repeatedly pointed to China as the key to curtailing North Korea's nuclear program and missile program. To discuss this, I'm joined by our China correspondent, Matthew Carney, from Beijing. Matthew, do you think these latest sanctions really do represent a real shift in China's policy?
Yeah, they do. And they do going much further than most analysts would have led us to believe. Most people thought that that China would have waited to their party congress coming up next month, which is the all-important political program that will really see Xi Jinping consolidate his power. So what we've seen here is the Chinese, it seems, have really shifted their strategic calculus. They've gone, really, do we really want to support North Korea and all the problems associated with that in the face of a growing military build-up in South Korea, obviously in Japan, and obviously a threat of war in their backyard? So the reality is really pushing them to this position.
Do you think that that's the main reason that they're finally responding?
Look, I think it's a major one, and I think they have shifted. But coming back to the party congress, this is critical too. I mean, everything is shutting down in China. This is Xi Jinping's, you know, coronation, as people are saying. He does not want to be upstaged by Kim Jong-un. That has happened in the past in huge summits we've had this year. We've seen Xi Jinping come out and stage on his One Belt, One Road summit when there was 50 world leaders here, and then later at the BRICS summit. And then Kim Jong-un, you know, then is upstaging literally by sending off a missile. They're becoming increasingly frustrated and angered by their traditional ally and their biggest trading partner. And I think what we're seeing now, which is a surprise to many analysts, that they are finally taking action. They are really shifting down the track on turning the screws on North Korea. So this is quite significant.
The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is arriving in China later today. Fair to say North Korea will be the top agenda item?
Absolutely, it will be. And they'll be looking at ways to really deepen their coordination and cooperation on North Korea, considering there is some growing consensus about sanctions. But where they still really differ is the military option. China is not interested at this stage in a military option. They just think that will lead to chaos in terms of refugees coming over their border. And also, obviously, they fear what is to come in light in if a regime change happens. They don't particularly want that. And so what may happen is if China and US start talking about, and this is what they have to do, they have to start talking about what happens and how can we coordinate if there is regime change, then China may be moved in that position as well.
The ABC's China correspondent, Matthew Carney, thank you.